The town of Brook Hollow stands watch over a ruined keep that was once a bastion of good in the realm. The keep overlooks the Shadow Rift, a dark scar in the world that was once a gateway to the Shadowfell, but has been dormant for many years. Now an evil cleric of Orcus, demon lord of the undead, seeks to reopen the gate, and the only thing standing in his way is a small yet determined band of heroes. Dungeons & Dragons, 4th edition. Keep on the Shadowfell. Redux. Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. A huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more. Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items.
Post it on the website. They can read it.
Start the PowerPoint over.
No.
We've already been through 23 slides!
You know, these are the irons you guys currently have in the fire. As you still need to follow up the rumor that your mentor was investigating the supposed dragon burial site, Lord Patrick promised you guys 100 gold pieces if you solved the bullywug problem.
Done. Where's my money?
There's obviously something going on with a spy in Brook Hollow, and Valthrun the Prescient, the local sage, has agreed to find some additional information about the keep for you. Now here are some important NPCs you've run into. There is Iron Tooth, who
he's
is
dead.
Very dead now.
It's worse than that, he's dead, Jim.
He had some connection to some guy named Calera. There's Ernest Patrick, as the Lord of Brook Hollow and the surrounding region.
God, he even looks being, like a fucking
being
pause.
In his family for 8 generations. There's Sylvana Rafton, the owner of Rafton's Inn. She's a human. Sylvana is friendly and open, quick with a smile and warm welcome.
She's open with what?
Exactly. Valthrun the Prescient is a sage and scholar who lives in a town within lives in a tower within Brook Hollow's walls.
So obviously he doesn't get a lot of exercise.
No. Then there's Ilion the Old, an old pig farmer in Brook Hollow. He's missing most of his teeth and is a regular at Rafton's.
What's that smell?
Then there's Nidoran, who's a quiet elf hunter who drinks alone. Nidoran is not interested in conversation. She's stiff and bitter in demeanor.
No kidding.
Then there's Delphia Moongem, who you guys ran into very briefly.
Quite possibly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's an elf. she sells wildflowers.
Larger tree branches.
You've really only seen her, but she sells wildflowers from her cart in the market square. And she mentioned that she's seen goblins around the ruined keep. You guys ran into Thayer Cole Striker, the village smithy. He's usually dirty and unkept, but he can supply basic supplies in town. Also in the market square, or you heard about this guy, is Berwin Wilderson. Traveled the world, so he claims, before setting up shop in Brook Hollow 10 years ago. And then there's the head of the town guard, Rond Kelfum. And of course the Sisler Lenora, caretaker of the local temple to Paylor and cemetery just outside the walls of Brook Hollow. And then there's Rhea Padraig, who's the wife of Lord Padraig.
Who we haven't met yet.
Who you haven't met.
Why is she wielding a dagger?
That's not a dagger, it's a spoon.
So she can
because she trusts her husband less than we do.
You're sure her name's not Lorena?
No.
All right. But that's when we last left off, you guys had gone through the bullywug.
We ceased over every one of those NPCs by the time this game's over.
Stamped.
Well, we hope not.
Stamped. They're all dead.
You might find more NPCs to put on that list.
We'll put deceased over the top of that.
But
as well.
You guys cleared out the bullywug's caves behind the waterfall.
Hooray.
And managed to capture a single bullywug.
He's our friend.
Who's this guy who's hanging out with his new best friend.
Your attitude guy.
Rogar.
There it is. Was that what he was looking for? Mm-hmm. I wondered.
And you guys
see how
were
pissed off you are today.
You guys were sleeping at the cave to
gain your energy back, and then you're going to set off again.
I feel like I've been beaten and bloodied and bruised. Oh, wait, I have.
Yes.
I took care of you. Quit whining. Just a pansy.
Do you see the holes in my arm? Do you see this? Look, I can get stabbed right through that hole again.
Meh. As the night progresses on, this nice rank smell seeps basically throughout the campsite, emanating from your Bullywug friend, who you guys put in the stream to lie down in the stream and sleep. That doesn't seem to be helping because it looks like he sort of secretes some sort of an oil from his skin. Occasionally he violently twitches and splashes water. He farts in his sleep. So, at least you hope that's farting.
I'm gonna gut him in his sleep when no one's watching.
He snores rather loudly, and he seems to sleep literally with one eye open.
Occasional tongue go.
Meh. Other than that, the night goes on without any more incident. The nice, you know, rancid smell there is in the air.
Is that the I'm not dead mood?
I'm not dead mood. Yeah. Not yet, at least.
The morning arrives.
The game just started, though. Yes, first combat! First round! Nathan, you take 57 points of damage. Fuck! Again? Damn!
That's what you get for a tip.
Keep that, Nathan.
Who knew that that girl selling wildflowers was actually a dragon in disguise?
You've looked at the notes, you bastard. But the morning now
ravaged her ancestor's gravesite. Good job.
The morning arrives.
I'm just gonna go cry, emo kid.
The morning arrives, so you guys are up and about.
What do I say to that?
At the usual hours. The Bullywug gets up, and the first thing he does when he wakes up is go, blah! And starts walking around with his hands up in the air.
Why can't I kill him?
I don't know.
Talk to him. It's his monstrosity now.
What? Why are we keeping him?
Why not?
I think he has something on your head.
He walks up to him, turns around, and starts rubbing up against.
That's why he's keeping him!
I think that should pull another boost shift. In a negative manner.
I feel worse.
There's some slimy film on you now.
Right, you're going to sleep downwind from us from now on.
Whatever.
Then he walks over and picks up your backpack. Blah! Puts his head in it.
Let's go, dude.
He's eating all your rations.
He pulls his head out and he has some of your spare clothes.
It's cool.
Wow.
If he comes anywhere near my bag, his head is leaving his shoulders. Sharpen the edge of my axe.
He puts his hands up, drops the bag in the stream.
Well, it's just clean now.
When you look away from him, he runs over behind him and clings to his back. He licks you.
Sorry, Stable isn't on my racial class. On my racial feature list.
Stable's not anybody's racial feature list. As a matter of fact, you have to be pretty unstable to be an adventurer in the first place.
I think it agreed with you. What are we gonna call it?
I don't know.
His eyes go wonky for a second.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that plan.
Name it.
No.
Name it, we'll never get rid of it.
I'll go ahead and go get my backpack.
I'll break camp and start packing up.
You froze it?
I figure the backpack's an encounter.
Mishka. He follows behind you.
So, does the breath weapon even include social encounters? I don't know what to do in the social situation. I breathe out every morning.
Out of game, roughly, it translates to you can use it every 5 minutes or so.
Okay.
So, we need to head which way now? Keep going on this direction?
He knows. We're supposed to go... I think we should go while we're out here. I thought we were planning on going and investigating that burial ground.
Yeah, I don't remember which direction that's in. I live below ground in tunnels and caves.
Hey, don't we have a ranger or something?
Let's spin this thing around and see which way it goes.
Nice funk sort of emanates from the body wagon, and he goes,
who's the ranger?
See where it goes and follow it.
Smells new.
I might have tracking.
Wobbles away from the dwarf.
Funny, if it was him, why does the odor follow you?
I got nature. Will that help?
No. You're a ranger. You're the ranger, aren't you?
No, I'm not.
No.
Maybe I am. Maybe I'm not.
You guys probably can extrapolate.
You're the most worthless ranger I've ever met. Of course, you're the only ranger I've ever met. That doesn't really set a good impression for the rest of your...
She hasn't had her coffee yet today. The Bollywog ate it.
And she hasn't gotten laid in months. Find the way out of the forest. Boop. We're in a cave. We can find our way fine. I'm not again, and I swear to God, I'm going to show a fork of it.
I'll go ahead and pull out the map.
I'm not sure which end it's coming from.
The bottom end.
I got a 21 in nature. Can I find something to rub on him so he doesn't smell?
How do you have a 21 in nature?
Rub on who really so he doesn't smell?
The Bollywog.
The Bollywog or him, because he smells.
I rolled a 13.
Oh.
All right. Yes, you find some stuff that would help with the smell.
I will start decorating him with flowers.
He runs. He starts running away from you. and he soils himself.
I will chase him.
And he starts urinating.
With the flowers.
Rolls over and rolls in it.
So at this point, I have now left. I'm following him.
If I can put them on him without getting myself dirty, I will.
Then he vomits.
I'm following the warlord. Because this
right
sounds like danger.
Okay, if he stays there, I'll leave him.
When you walk away from him, he scurries up and scurries after him.
Then I'll chase him with the flowers again.
So he starts running in a circle around the dragon ball.
He doesn't care.
Whatever, they're kids.
I must be getting a flower on him every once in a while. Stick him to him now. He's gross.
And he eats them.
Does that make his breath smell better?
Definition of better. You ever been to a raw sewage processing plant? That's what he smells like. It seems to be just sort of emanating from his skin.
Can I set him on fire?
Here, I agree with her. Set him on fire.
You don't like incense. It's flowers or fire? What do you prefer?
Does this tree look familiar to you? That way.
Alright, so the man with
Models after him.
There's nothing in nature.
There's nothing in nature.
I follow the map on a 10. How very average of me.
You guys go wandering off into the woods.
I'm following the warlord. He's got the map. I am trusting in his leadership because no one else has stepped up. And I live in frickin' tunnels. What the hell is a forest, anyways?
Oh, yeah, I don't have any ranks and read the map.
I thought wood was just for building stuff with, and that was, you know, the weak, crappy stuff.
I can tell you what trees are what, but, you know, I... Yeah.
Okay.
If we find the river, we should be good. I mean, we were in a puddle, so following the river should be too hard.
I think the big line.
Maybe we can push the volleyball thingy into the water.
He's already been.
Let's spend all just night
keep
in the
leaving him in the water. Just make him walk in the water.
Great. So we're gonna follow the river, the actual. You know,
that's
river
already been fouled.
All the way back to town. Yeah. I reach into my bag and grab a cork. Okay.
He spends a lot of time with his hands up in the air.
Most times I'm just going to lose control and the action's going to come out and just go.
Alright.
Why did you save him?
What a...
Meh. I think I like him better when he's angry.
Why not?
Meh. Don't give me
a good out of game, I've had days like this. Where I'm just like, whatever.
Okay. We all have.
You set up a few things real quick.
Set up a few D's and some W's and a DUI. There's a police checking for drunk people. He's hiding behind the rubble.
He stops the bollywog because he's walking funny.
Like this.
Excuse me, sir. Have you had any opiates lately? I had a poppy seed muffin.
You're going to jail.
What?
What?
Are you carrying concealed weapons, son? No, sir. It's out
frick
in the open.
And frack.
Yeah, the Mythbusters did confirm that if you eat poppy seed muffins, it'll show up as having being under the influence.
And by the way, don't use mouthwash, because then you are legally dead. You have 41% blood alcohol content.
Wow.
Sir, you're dead. Oh, suck.
Oh, not again.
How did that happen?
Frick and frack. Named them.
Stab and whack.
That's not exactly the terms I was thinking of, but...
That's actually a group of people that I knew on a RP server that I used to play on called Angry.
Oh, I need a little thingy for my
There was a
my
group... Wolf. There were two goblins named Frick and Frack. That was their saying. Frick and Frack. Stab and whack. Hey, I have that one.
You guys are entering from over that way.
Hell.
We're entering by a paradrop. Without the parachute part.
Yes, without the parachute.
I need a little thingy for my pet.
I need...
Pick a color.
I don't...
Not one of those.
Brown?
Brown is good. Yay, brown.
All right. That's how I mark people.
That's how you roll.
That's how I roll. Not really, but sure.
I thought you were lifting your leg. Oh, sorry. That's the dogs.
No, that's not roll. That's... Yeah, we're not... No.
Who let the dogs out? Yeah,
that's the side you guys come in on, over woof, in that corner.
Woof, woof.
Really?
Now, a steep side...
I think your frogs are facing the wrong way.
The bullywog is behind you, because if he's near you, I will kill him. There we are.
A steep-sided crater punctures the wilderness. Near the center of the depression, several humanoid figures cluster around a collection of bones. Two small frog-like creatures near the crater rim stand alert and stare at your approach. On the far side of the crater, a sinister apparition presides over the gathering.
That would be this dude. He's a sinister apparition.
Wasn't there supposed to be a cemetery here?
I think it's this hole.
There is a cemetery for like the townsfolk. Mm-hmm. It's closer to town. This is the dragon. This is the supposed burial site of the dragon.
Okay, whatever.
If this is the supposed burial site of the dragon, that's probably the dragon down there.
Who knows? Maybe you're related to him.
As you guys come up, you see the humans. The four minion guys are humans, and there's a gnome. They seem to be sort of sifting through a few things, but as you guys get closer, and the frog sort of sort of they notice your approach.
They're wash frogs.
And as you guys arrive, the gnome goes, "Hey, travelers!
What brings
you out this way?"
"Oh, we were just looking for a friend, but this is rather interesting. What have you got down there?"
"Oh, well, we've got us a burial site here. We're just doing some excavation."
"That's an awful large creature."
"I know.
What do you think it was?"
"Well,
I mean, clearly,
most likely it was a dragon. At some point,
that would make sense. And what are those frog things?"
"Oh, those are just our watchdogs. Well, watchdogs.
Frogs. What's that?" Point to the apparition.
"Oh, that's not. Nothing. That's
no,
just
why not?
That's just the thinner Mark Foreman.
Really? It looks a little apparition-y."
"Well, he's a busy man."
"So is this like is there something specific you're looking for out here, or are we just digging for the fun of it, or?"
"Oh, yeah, we're looking for some artifacts, some general stuff."
"Okay. I don't suppose you've seen, I don't suppose anybody's been through here in the past little while, any. I don't suppose this is a very frequented spot."
"Oh, no, not really."
"How long have you been here? Has this a recent
thing?"
"Oh,
quite some time."
"You might have seen our friend come through here then. He's, and I don't know anything about Dovin, but I'd kind of describe him without saying who he was."
"Oh, yeah, Dovin."
"Yeah, the head."
"Oh, yeah, he's sleeping in the tent back here."
"Oh, great."
"Oh, good. We were kind of worried about him."
"Oh, yeah.
Could we go harass him a little bit?"
"Can I give I don't think we have sense of perception."
Insight is what it is.
"Insight?"
"Yeah."
"I got a 16.
I got a 1. Let's go.
Insight, huh?
I have the insight of a newt.
What?
17. Got a 17.
I got a 21.
Shut up.
17 plus 4 is a 21.
What'd you get? 16.
Okay. You got a 21.
Well, 4 altogether. 17.
What?
20.
Okay. Everyone except Becca. Yeah, this guy is definitely not. This guy is definitely hiding something. He points back at this tent that's closed up right now. It has no sign of movement. And these guys all seem fairly heavily armed to be, artifact collectors or archaeologists of some kind.
Hey, Ragnir.
Yeah?
Would you go beat some people up for me? I mean, if you say no, it's okay.
I don't see why not.
Nothing major.
If you really want me to. You think they're bad?
So, if he's there in the tent, can we go harass him a little bit? Make sure he's...
Yeah, why can't we just go to
the... Oh, no, you should just really let him sleep. He's kind of tired.
Why is he tired?
Oh, he's up all night.
Doing what?
Well, watching the campsite.
Oh, okay.
He's a good guy that way.
Well, I just want to check on him really quick, and then we'll be on our way. Just make sure he's okay.
Oh, no. You guys can go on back to town, and we'll send him on his way.
This is oddly suspicious, Ragnar.
Well, see, I'd really kind of like to see
I'd
him.
I'd recommend you do something,
I've got some vested interest that's very
like
time-sensitive.
Sort of tactician.
Kind of needs to be done before today's...
Yeah. Well, he left specific instructions not to be awakened. So,
yeah,
you know,
really.
I'm afraid I'm going to have to honor that, and you guys should just go on back to town, and we'll send him on his way when he wakes up.
Okay.
Would you go put down your dwarf and stubbornness?
I'll turn around and... Okay, we're going to have to come back. I like the sneak approach. Surprise. So,
with the guard frogs?
With our rogue? Are you sending the ranger who gets lost in the woods?
If we go rushing in now, they'll be expecting it.
Wait, we got that guy.
Not like I'm a tactician or anything, but, we've got three heavily armored people.
We have Clark. Okay. I'm naming it. His name is Clark. You're accepting it.
Now we'll never get rid of the damn thing.
Named. I can't
After
kill
I get
it.
Done killing it.
You can't kill it. It's already named.
I'll turn around and start walking towards the back side of the party, like I'm going back off towards town or whatever. And then I'll stop and wait behind everybody and just follow whatever the warlord's going to do, because he clearly is the planner.
That's the warlord.
are you? Cozy
I'm the one here. Yes. I'm now behind everybody.
You're well, right here.
No, I'm not.
That's not you.
Since you're a cleric.
That's me. That's the bullywug.
I'm guessing the apparition
is apparition-y.
His name is
so
Clark.
If you would take care
Clark
of that.
Clark the bullywug.
This is the bullywug.
I named him Clark.
Okay. And he's now going to die. Horrible hideous death.
Does that...
Now, if I remember correctly,
does it appear as an illusion, or is it, does it appear more as it, like a
spirit?
Would
like to make the frost a bit more friendly to
okay,
us.
Okay, could I do a knowledge check of anything of any sort?
You arcane.
I was just saying since you're a druid,
natural 20.
Don't you get along well with
it's a magical projection. He's elsewhere. He can most likely act through it, so it's sort of just like a projection of himself from somewhere else.
Okay.
Whoever it is.
Would there be a way of disrupting that?
Sorry, I'm
you would could I do it that? With given some time, but it would you couldn't do it surreptitiously without okay. any kind of rituals or spells.
Alright.
She's like, someone's on my level, I have to
And please, well, for heaven's sakes, it's not really important, but would we let the Ragnir go first? I don't want to go first.
do I have any?
Yeah, Ragnir can always go first.
I guess it might have been something I would have had to take.
For what?
For, like, charming animals or...
I believe that's just that sort of thing is just going to be under nature check.
Is it?
Yep. Just like sort of handle animal type of thing.
Yeah.
Anything more magical is would be a ritual.
Are they? Can I tell? Are they normal?
No, they're giant frogs.
They're normal giant frogs.
They're normal giant frogs. They seem to be domesticated.
Okay.
Guard frogs.
If I want to see if they'll be my friends, do I have to go up to them?
Oh yeah.
Will they allow me to go up to them?
Well, do you want to go up to them?
Just go up to him and say you're a druid.
Go up to the frogs or go up to the guy who's talking to us?
Yeah, the worst thing that's going to happen is Ragnar will beat them all to death. Nothing that big.
What's this
honestly,
right here?
That's my pet.
You've been traveling with me for how long now? You've seen my skill in combat. You honestly think I'm going
right.
to beat
anything
bad?
Ragnar's really good on his back.
Yeah. Well, it's the truth. Well, the dominant.
Can I make a general comment that I want to go pet the frogs and go up there?
Do it.
You can do whatever you want to.
Do it, Belladonna.
I know. Will they be able to hear me if I tell them if I
no,
say
just
that,
do
or
it.
Do I need to go up there and say it?
Just do it.
You need to go
this
up there.
It's not a Nike commercial. Stop.
But just tell
those
them
are
go pet
the sloped edges are actually are that they are sloped edges and actually would take an athletics check to climb down.
But you could go down
yeah.
here where it's not sloped.
I have pretty good athletics.
There you go.
Now you guys really should just move on your way. There's nothing really to see here. We think we've sort of found everything we need to find here.
We just want to pet your frogs.
Well, before we go.
Oh, they're kind of temperamental.
So, what is that apparition on
it's
the...
It's a projection. It's not an actual apparition or
I
spirit.
Got a lot.
You're okay.
You have to actually move up to
can
the...
Can I run and climb?
Would you ask if there's an individual named Kalair?
Your athletics check?
Whatever that guy's name was?
Check is what?
26?
Yeah, you easily can climb down the
It's floor. Just an idea. It's not a very good one.
And you can move your speed.
It's not so bad, but I don't think that right now is the exact moment in time to be asking.
Oh, if we ask, you know, we'll at least get some information.
Either okay. five or six.
And if we know
well,
if it's Kalair, we
might
be
trying to do
I'll move back from the back to the front and address the gnome again. By the way...
Do I have to be into my...
Just
my
out of curiosity,
to get the special
we came across
movement.
A group of creatures the other day who had an odd little parchment mentioning a character, a person's name that I didn't recognize. Have you heard of a... Was
here.
It Khalil? Kalarel, that's what it was. Have you heard of a Kalarel?
Perception check, please.
Can I roll as well?
Or the insight checks. Insight or perception, whichever is higher.
They're both plus zero for me.
While they're talking, I'm moving.
I got a four!
My perception's a plus nine versus a plus four.
19.
On
26.
Perception or insight?
Maybe. I don't know.
That would have been insight. Was I supposed to roll perception as well?
Whichever's higher.
Okay.
It doesn't matter.
26.
Perception or insight?
Perception.
I'm actually a lot less intimidating than my figure makes me have.
19.
On what?
Insight.
I'm just going to go pet them.
with my swords.
It's very obvious that his demeanor changes when you mention Kal-El. You're looking at him, and he sort of glances over his shoulder, and that's when the apparition just says, "Kill them." I need initiative from everybody, please.
Uh-oh.
Apparently, I have a lot of initiative I don't have much initiative.
Damn.
Yeah.
Brogar, what'd you get?
24.
Oh, here's mine.
Oh, Ragnir, what'd you get?
18.
Eldana.
Be sure to add to your within line of sight of me.
Plus two?
Yeah.
Okay, 20.
I got 15.
I'm a combat leader.
Where are you?
I'm a combat leader. You're like Eeyore.
Is it within line of sight?
It's robot
off the top. Eldana, what'd you get with the bonus?
Six.
Andre.
6, 7, 8. Mark. You are within.
Carriona, what'd you get?
You are the robot from Hitchhiker's Guide.
No, that's if I roll this. Actually, I will just cry for the entire day, and I'll have to be moved.
15 with the plus two. Uh-huh. And Belda.
12.
With the plus two?
Yes.
Might as well be on an initiative check.
Well, Rogar is at the top.
I'm going, hi, Froggy! From 5 feet away.
As the guy says, kill them.
Yeah. Good job.
Wait, or make Ragnar
action if you want.
Right now. Well, yeah, I'll go ahead and hold.
So you're gonna hold for Ragnar.
Let the tank be the first one to run into combat.
Yeah, I did that last time.
On a 21.
Power girl.
On a 21, he disappears. He turns invisible.
Puff the magic gnome, live by the sea.
Oh, by the crater.
and these things.
Hi, Froggy!
Yeah. Donna, no!
Can I still handle them after they eat me?
From the inside?
Can I handle them from their gullet?
2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It comes up behind you.
No.
That frog moved on one hand. It was an acrobatic frog.
Alright. And they both go to bite you, Becca.
Frogs don't have
and they are
teeth.
Flanking you.
Unless they're actually African bullfrogs.
I'm a druid. I know
what you
think.
They do have teeth.
They have fangs.
First one gets a 23 I get to play it where AC, and the second one gets... Awesome. 26 versus AC.
Yeah.
Like I said, Ethan's dice want us dead.
That's okay.
Okay, so you get hit
twice. You should give
him
dice.
Pencils.
For a total of 24 points of damage.
Ouch.
That's a good start.
Yeah, you're immediately bloodied in one hit. There's no way, because I have the most hit points in the group, and I've got 37. They would have just damn near dropped me in one round.
24?
24 points of damage. And
so I am down to 5.
So you are bloodied. So
bloody L.
We're all going to need these.
That's on a 21. On a 20, Rogar and Ragnar go. So, Rogar, you're waiting for Ragnar, so Ragnar gets to go first.
5.
What are you trying to say?
That we're going to need it.
I move up behind the frog.
Okay. You are flanking the frog.
Like Clark.
He
takes the frog from behind.
Take that frog.
Yes, he takes the giant frog from behind. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Take it, frog.
Come on, bitch.
Whoa. No, not cool.
Not while he's facing my behind.
Dwarves are weird.
I'm going to try the Earth Shield Strike.
Okay.
What is it? 19.
Nathan says, does a lot hit?
Against AC? Hits.
Yeah.
That'll
okay.
hit.
That was my phone.
Oh, I thought that was my phone. I'm still getting used to all my noises.
D12 plus strength, which is plus 2. What? Yeah, D12 plus... Or D10 plus 2. Battle axe is only D10. 7 points of damage. Oh, flanking gives what? A +1 to hit?
It's a plus 2 to hit.
Plus 2 to hit? Okay, so, it would have actually been a, it would have been a 21.
You'll hit anyway.
Yeah. 7 points damage.
7 points.
And he's marked.
Alright.
And I have a plus 1 enhancement bonus to my AC until the end of my next
turn. You slice into its rubbery flesh.
Hey! Keep her alone! I'm friends with you!
And it turns around and bleeds at you. Ragnar on a 20.
That was Ragnar.
Rogar. There's too many
R's.
R's and well, R's and B's.
Ragnar might
Kariona
be
Kariona is the only natural. It's the only one.
Okay.
One out.
Kariona's awesome.
I can move what? On the charge?
If you charge,
you get a.
You can basically get a standard. You get a move. You get a minor. You can move, and then you can do a charge as a standard action, where you move your speed and you attack, do a basic attack at the end.
Monsters get might have things against you. Okay. Bloody,
so then I'll just move 5, and then
if he gets bloody, he gets moved to attack. So he'll usually spend 5.
5. Charge a square.
Right into you.
To behind him?
Yeah, I've got a halberd. I've got reach.
That's my, well,
I move 5 because I'm in heavy armor.
Yeah, I know. Where was it that you ended up after your first move?
Right there.
You could have moved here.
Yeah, and you can move diagonally.
Okay.
There is no penalty on movement. So you can move and just make, and now you have a standard action to attack.
Without doing a
Without doing a basic attack charge.
Oh, okay.
So you can use a power.
I will go ahead and furiously indifferently smash.
Okay. Furiously indifferently smash?
Indifferently furious smash.
Okay. A 6 won't hit, so it won't matter.
A 6? No, that will miss.
And I'll go ahead and use an inspiring word.
You do not get a flanking bonus against it. So
no, I need a color.
Flowers. You just got a healing surge.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
And you also get a D6. Extra hit points. I'll go ahead and roll it. You get an extra 3.
Okay.
So your healing surge plus 3 back.
Was that inspiring? I'm no good at this.
Yes, that was. Makes she loved me feel it. A lot better. I love flowers. Flower.
Uh oh, she's breaking out the elf speak.
I don't speak your crazy moon language.
Spoon.
Alright.
It is possible. I am user friendly.
20. Also on a 20, the quote, human rabble go. What they're called in here is human rabble.
Rabble, 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 rabble.
I didn't get a harumph out of you, sir.
Rebel, rebel, bitch, bitch, rebel, rebel, party, party.
They seem to be armed with clubs.
Oh. Ooga chaka, ooga chaka. To death.
Join the club.
Ooga, ooga. I'd rather not join the club.
6.
I've always been a little antisocial in that respect.
Actually, charges. 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, 6. He charges. 6, 2, 3, 4, 5, and you have reach, so you actually will get a swing on him as he moves up, and you'll get a swing on him, or Nathan will get a swing.
It's a 22.
On that thought. 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
18.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, 18.
18 and a 26, both of those will hit. Ouch. He's a minion, so he gets cut down in his tracks.
He's like,
right there.
What it, really what it is I go and cut him in half, and then he stabs him in the face.
Somehow your upper half is impaled.
I got some human rabble on my halberd.
Shake it off.
Could you give me a wipe? Wipe.
Push it off with the blade. Where the prop midget?
The new slut class, lawful easy.
Let's see. The other ones actually do get up and hit or make their charges. 6. 25 versus your AC. Take 4 points of damage. And Becca, 17 versus your AC. Take 4 points of damage. That was on a 20. Kariona on a 15.
8.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. My blue box is over there with my pencils. Can you hand it?
Which is this? Is this ours? Is this yours? I'll stop putting my mouth all over it.
Yeah, if you want to put Clark on the board. Clark is there. Now that his name is Clark. Okay.
I've named him.
Just stand there and go. Rah, 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 rah. There you go.
Okay. Yay, Clark.
Wow, he comes fucking fast.
Clark has a +9 to initiative when he's near me.
Holy crap.
So go ahead and roll his initiative and he'll start next turn because he was surprised this turn.
21.
23.
So he'll go on to 23. As well, he's Clark. Yeah, and he was like this all the whole time. And then, and then they said kill him and he went, ah! And pooped. And then you guys, then the attacking started, and I left.
On the plus side, if an enemy spends a healing surge near him, they get sickened.
This is true.
That's awesome.
Because apparently it's enemy only, so we're all getting used to it.
Oh, I don't like the sound of
I'm
that.
Still an enemy.
But he smells bad.
So that's fine.
People give him a wide berth. All right. I'm sorry. Cariona, what do you do?
Okay. I just moved
my
wolf and I, and I also marked the target here.
Marked him, okay.
Yep. And I think I have one more action.
All right. Well, the move is a move.
The
Hunter's Quarry is a minor action.
Yeah.
So you have a standard action left.
Okay. And I'm going to use Careful Attack with my short sword.
Okay. You get a +2 for flanking on that guy.
Cool. I don't know if I have the right die.
It's a d20.
Thanks.
First you have to hit.
10.
Plus.
Oh.
You'll see he'll say
yeah.
Attack.
Oh, thanks.
Well, you're using the power.
But I'm using this over here, yeah. So it's okay. 18.
18 will hit.
Is that what the bonus of
he dies flanking? A lot because he's a
no.
Minion.
Oh, and then what's the...
He's a minion. He dies.
You hit him, he okay. dies.
You hit him.
There's your mark.
The wolf is like, hey. Nothing for me to chew with.
Oh, yeah, there's a dead body there.
All right. So that was on a 15. Belda on a 12.
That's
yay. I'm almost the slowest.
What are you talking about?
That's why I said almost.
I felt it. It hit my feet.
We are the slowest.
What hit your feet?
I don't know. Something hit my foot.
Oh. My bloody marker, it's all the way underneath Michael's feet. It doesn't want to stay with me.
It's
trying to avoid me because it knows it's going to get used and it doesn't want to be used. It doesn't want to be dirty.
Am I still bloodied? Probably.
Yes.
Probably.
4, 5. He's there. Okay. I'm going to use Recovery Strike to hit the frog.
All right, and you do not get a flanking bonus on that.
Nope. So. That would be 18 to hit the frog.
18 to hit the frog, we'll hit the frog.
There it is.
This is the same frog everyone else has been
seeing. And it takes 10 points of damage. And you get a healing surge +5 points.
Awesome.
So now you probably aren't bloodied anymore.
Yeah.
Hooray!
Between divine help and
you
flowers.
You smack it and go, ah!
Aren't mollywogs uglier?
Yeah.
Well, these are just giant frogs, not mollywogs.
That's why I said it's uglier.
Mollywogs are...
Mollywogs like...
Clark. His name is Clark.
Yeah, Clark's like...
As much as he craps himself, one of his tacks should be throw poo.
It might be kind of...
Gooey?
Yeah, I was thinking.
Not entirely right.
Solid. Huh. Causes enemies to become sickened.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Alright, what is his speed? It is a lovely 6. He goes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Just phases over there.
What's this gray spot? 4, 5, 6,
that's 7, the tent 8, where 9, the guy was supposed to be.
The tent, right.
Yeah.
They all picking on you.
Why? I just wanted to do my action.
To tame a frog before it gets destroyed.
Yeah. It might not even work. I don't even know if my action is going to do anything.
On the bright side, you don't have to move, so you can do that.
All right. I'm assuming a 9 does not hit your reflex.
Mine?
Yes.
Reflex.
It's a new defense.
Thank you. No, it doesn't.
Okay. In the square you're in, this shadowy claws rise up out of the ground and grab at you, but it misses you as you get it, just maneuver out of its way, and then they descend back into the earth.
Nice try, Mr. Frog. I'm watching you.
He goes the frog.
Concentrating on the frog. I'm trying to figure out. Bella
Donna on a 6.
I want to tame the frog and make it my friend. If possible.
Not that they're violent, violent, and they're against you guys at this point. So if you had lots of time outside of combat, yes.
I didn't even think about
anything
else. Sorry,
Belladonna, you have to kill it.
Okay.
Maybe there's the fog behind you. That's a bonus. Another time.
Your character's very blonde, yeah.
Is my character blonde?
Your figurine.
Your picture. The picture that you have here. Yeah.
And funny, I didn't figure out what she looked like. Okay.
What's the matter, Andre? Feeling apathetic?
Basically, for handle animal, it's a nature check to calm down the natural beast. Teach natural beast some tricks, or otherwise handle a natural beast. Handling natural beast is usually part of a skill challenge that requires a number of successes.
Well, you guys fend everybody off from me, Anna.
For the next 6 rounds, leave me and the frog alone.
I mean, you can try it, but it's going to be very, very, very difficult because they're attack frogs.
I'll just use my flame seed.
Really, they're supposed to be drakes, but I have giant frogs.
Oh, that's ranged. Does it matter?
Besides, the frogs fit better with the bullywug situation.
Yeah, right. And I bought went to Noble Knight Games, and they have have grab bags of minis.
I remember you telling me about that.
On what? 50 uncommons for $25. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, why not? I got like eight giant frogs. It's like
Ethan.
Yes.
She rolls a 1.
Oh. Alright, what were you doing? You were trying to smack it?
Flame seed.
No, I was trying to throw a seed at it, but apparently I dropped it.
Okay.
Fumble.
Oh, it may have hit me anyways if I was next to it.
Does it hit enemy targets or all adjacent targets?
Alright, and what kind of a power is that? Is that
it was a net will.
Net will power.
Okay. Fire damage. Squares adjacent to the target become a fiery zone.
Squares adjacent?
Any enemy that enters the zone or starts there will take fire damage.
So it's only enemy targets that take damage.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm immune to
and it's
fire.
Just how big is the zone? Is it just zone 1?
Yeah.
It's squares adjacent to the target.
So it's a 3 square. It's a 3x3.
Alrighty.
But I dropped it. I did something. I did something bad.
That being 2, 3, 4, it deviates 4 squares that way.
So it hits nothing.
So it goes 4 squares over this way and does
pull down. Explodes. I'm so upset. I can't.
All right. We are back up. Actually, to the top now would be Clark on 23.
Clark?
Clark. Clark. No, this is Clark. Right here.
That's Clark.
Clark's handler is currently
indisposed. Clark's handler is indisposed, so I will move Clark.
Does Clark climb? Can he climb up the wall? Stabby, stabby.
All right. Well, we'll go ahead and do his
I had to name it.
You just had to name it.
I did.
It's over here, and then it stops there and throws
all my
throws a javelin at the frog you guys are poking at.
Where did it get a javelin? Who gave it the wood?
And he goes,
That's no. gonna leave it.
I move back for you. Yeah. 14 versus AC.
I think what's upsetting me is we have to kill these creatures that should.
He throws a javelin and misses.
Should not be.
And then we are to
the frogs.
The frogs and the gnome.
I have to make myself believe that they have tainted these creatures and they must be destroyed.
Well, obviously they have, considering they're not paying any attention to you.
Yeah, all right. I would have to spend
Well,
time
you marked
with them
him,
to...
Nathan.
Yeah, so... he's got to attack me, otherwise he takes
but
damage.
But he is a dumb frog. Well, this you is intelligent.
I was say, who did the most damage?
Yes, that is the question.
I think... I did 8.
Yeah,
he did 10.
I'm thinking. It has an intel... Yeah, okay. It attacks. It's going to attack Belda, so it'll trigger your thing, Nathan. The other one goes and attacks Belladonna.
Okay. Well, because it's an immediate interrupt, and the target marked by me makes an attack that does not include my target, I can attack it with a melee attack with this Warden's Fury.
Becca, 21 versus your AC.
Yes.
22 or 24 to hit.
That'll hit.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Plus 4 and plus 2 from the flank, so. Yeah. Bam! You're supposed to hit me, damn it! 5 points of damage.
5 points?
Mm-hmm.
It's still not bloodied yet.
Oh, and the target grants combat advantage to you and your allies until the end of my next turn.
Alright. So it is granting combat advantage.
Which gives us, what, another plus one?
It's a plus two, but it does not stack with flanking bonuses, because that is combat advantage.
Well, that means, but he'll get it, because
right.
He goes at the same time.
Grant combat advantage to everyone, instead of just you who are getting flanking it. Mm-hmm. The other one smacks Belladonna there for 13 points of damage.
Please tell me you're still standing.
Oh, yeah.
She's standing, but she might not be unbloodied anymore.
Cool.
When your powers combine,
you are bloody marked.
You are a bloody frog.
Apparently so.
There we go.
Did the frog hit me, or did it get stopped?
I interrupt, but I think it still attacks.
Huh? Yes. Unless you killed it, and if you didn't, it still gets its attack off.
The one that actually does an immediate that would not allow it to do its attack as I slide the target one square and the target is slowed and cannot shift until the end of its turn.
But it strikes you. Actually, I need to make the attack check on you, don't I?
Yeah. You hit her.
Yeah. 18 versus AC?
Yes.
Okay. That is 14 points of damage.
Last time. Did you change shape?
Yes, once.
Okay. I was just wondering, because I hadn't done it in front of them, so I didn't
know. Then our lovely gnome friend.
Oh, okay. Did they notice?
Up here is right.
They probably didn't.
No one made a reaction.
Well, I'll assume you guys
think
that's
natural. I was too busy trying to keep him from going dead.
I did keep within the trees. So.
Yeah, everybody was a little bit busy trying to keep the tank and the leader from dying.
Well, I don't
want to
distract
again.
Anybody from their fighting by changing my shape. But I will.
What, do you like pop up fur on your breast and stuff?
No, it's just turns into
with
like
his war pick.
I turn
animal.
Yeah.
I turn into a freaking...
With the flanking
I
bonus is
warm, like a goat and shit and random things.
Wait.
Cool.
Yeah. Okay, that's one of the fearsome ram attack.
He disappeared. Nice. And
right. I just I glanced. I'm like, well, how is he flanking? And then I realized the frog is diagonal across. Yes. I were confused for a moment.
Don't worry. We'll get this frog eventually.
Yeah, I'm not so worried about the frog anymore.
17 points of damage.
Holy hell!
He's rogue.
Ow.
And he just backed in.
Yeah, no kidding.
How the hell did he... He must have an invisibility ring. Let's kill him, quick! Take his stuff!
The battery has a racial ability. Let's do this.
Oh, screw that shit! No. Gnomes don't have that ability.
All right.
To go invisible.
My minion!
Rogar and Ragnir. Rogar.
Okay.
Ragnir, because he waited for you last time.
Well, what's your dex?
No way.
You guys can do this.
Did you put your bloodied thing on your guy?
Oh, no, I didn't. I can put that on there now, don't I?
We'll ask.
Probably fix that right now.
If I could.
Healing surge.
I'm not on my turn.
No.
Okay. I'm going to shift here. I can do that, right?
As long as it's an adjacent square, yes.
Yeah. And I mark every adjacent enemy.
Boink, boink, boink. That's three marked on. See, now the human's not stupid, so.
Where's the other one I mark?
No, there's only two. Yeah, there's only two.
The two. The other one's not close. This is not quite close enough.
Oh. I got a skewed perception.
That's fine.
It's okay, we know.
But
I know.
They're marked.
I have a skewed perception in general. So,
I'm going to do...
And I think the human got moved forward one. He needs to be moved back one, I think.
What, this one?
Yeah. No, I'm thinking right of there. The other one. He's fine. Never mind.
The other one was dead.
Yes. I killed one.
That was that.
No.
Sad, you're killing my human rabble.
Okay, I'm going to do my encounter power against the frog. Rubble. It's earth spikes.
Okay, and who are you, and what are you using?
I'm hitting it on the frog.
On the frog, everyone's been...
It's attack versus defense. I just do a standard one weapon strength modifier, but until the end of my next turn, the target space in each square adjacent to it are filled with spikes. Any enemy that enters the spike field area or starts its turn there takes 5 points of damage.
Which defense is it?
AC.
Okay.
Against the frog, but it still fills all the squares, so it'll be this area here will be filled. So any monster starting the turn takes 5 points.
See what you should have done. That attack should have been damage to this human,
and that will damage them at the start of their turn.
Yeah.
Meaning the human's going to die.
Yeah.
Because he's a minion, and that's what they do.
But the frogs take damage on their next turn, too, because they start there.
Yeah, I know.
18.
That will hit.
Okay, so I do weapon damage to the froggy. Let's try this one. For 6 points of damage.
He is bloody dead.
But that's a 40.
There you go. You can borrow mine.
Bonjour, Monsieur Frog. Monsieur Frog.
Le Fou Frog.
Le Fou Frog.
He's a Christmas frog.
I will go ahead and stab shift one square.
Any enemy that enters a spike filled square or starts its turn takes 5 points damage. So this area here is full of spikes.
Okay.
I will stab over the wolf. Using the Bastion of Defense!
And you do get a flanking bonus from there, so.
I'm actually attacking the gnome.
Oh, you're attacking the gnome. That's fine. You don't get a...
I figured that.
Oh!
Doesn't matter.
Ouch!
Oh, that's going to hurt with your weapon.
Yes. All right, and you're using a lovely... that thing, so...
Bird.
Ooh.
You're using that poopy thing.
All right, we're going to do your max damage, whatever it is.
So that'll be a mere... 34.
34?
Well, I'm using Bastion of Defense, which is my daily power of free weapon damage.
Holy shit!
So he has 34 hit points. So that
you're just like
puts him down, and then his bleeding corpse is pushed a d6 squares that way.
What? Well, you want to roll a d6?
Slammed in.
Doesn't matter. Three
slammed into the wall.
He's not going to get back up after that.
And now the other effect.
Squish.
Allies within 5 squares of me, so everyone, gets +1 to all your defenses until the end of the encounter.
So everyone's defenses.
In addition, all allies within 5 squares of me gain 9 temporary hit points.
Oh, thank the god.
Right. Temporary hit points don't make you unbloody or anything like that, but they're the first to go when you get hit.
And then I go...
I'm running on 1 hit point.
And then I go... You've got 1 hit point?
I'm not anymore. I've got... 10. Now.
I go.
He's got one.
He's
and then nine temporary after that.
Ruby! Spend healing surge and gain an additional
inspiring.
Okay.
He's using an inspiring word.
And gain an additional what?
Ruby.
2.
Okay.
I have 3.
He's thinking. I look at him and go, be better if you said something like adamantium or steel. Or mithril. All
right, and when the gnome, you come in and you like cleave into the gnomes, into the gnomes.
You basically bat, baseball
cleave
bat
into
his ass.
You basically
into his soul.
Cleave into him, and he goes staggering back with blood spewing out, and yells out, "Calorel, I failed you." And the apparition goes, "Yes, yes, you did."
So that's Calorel.
Well, it's an apparition of Calorel.
And now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
G.I. Joe!
Anyway, I just bought a G.I. Joe shirt.
Awesome.
Alrighty. So that was Rogar and Ragnar on a 20. The rabble!
That was awesome, dude.
Alright, the rabble in your little zone. Dives. That one, he dies. He pops.
Swish.
The other one...
You are impaled.
Yeah, the remaining rabble...
Uh-huh.
Runs into the square, dies.
Not a dumb.
Yeah. So you go, huh, there seems to be a spiky wall up here. I'm going to go 1, 2, 3, and stab whoever this person is.
Bastard. Yes.
He's not really, well, I guess you could call it stabbing, but yeah.
18 versus AC.
Remember the plus one to your AC. Look at your AC, which is what?
That hits.
Yes, that'll hit.
You take 4 points of damage.
That can come off of the temporary thing.
Yep. Right?
That comes off the temporary first.
Temporary always goes first.
That's
the key
awesome
thing to remember is your temporary hit points. Your temporary hit points will fade at the end of the encounter. So like if... That's you have nine temporary hit points, and you basically are you know, if you're
like zero
hit points, and someone gives you temporary hit points, and you get back up and whatnot, and then kind of you fall back over. So, okay. Like, oh, that was fun. yeah, Cariona on 15.
That's me. I'm gonna, I guess, react to this guy. I'm gonna turn around, and
he smacked you with a club.
Wow.
I will serve you, Calorel! Bah, bah. He goes...
I'm going to
be surrounded by freaking idiots.
Careful.
Throw
attack.
Me a bone here.
Throw me a bone here.
Okay.
Not with that roll.
You. That'd be a... What?
What are you attacking with?
Careful attack.
Be it 11?
You're a little 11. Too careful with that and miss.
A little too careful, like...
Yeah, slightly careful with that and go,
What about your dog?
Sorry, my wolf.
You've spent your standard action attacking. You have a move and a minor left. You can't... you can move the guy.
I'm going to move him to there.
Right. You move him around. You can move him around so he's not...
No, you don't understand. If you move like that, he gets attacks of opportunity.
He will get an attack of opportunity.
So if he starts here, what you want to do is you want to go like this. 1, 2, 3, 4...
Five.
And actually,
six.
He'll
he has five.
If he's moving around on the slopes, he needs to make an athletics check to do so.
On this part here?
Yes, because that is a slope.
Where would his athletics be?
Under skills, if he's got it.
A trained skills is athletics, but it doesn't say...
Okay, athletics is based off of strength.
If it's trained...
It's his, whatever his strength it modifiers are, plus five.
Plus five.
Okay.
So you get a plus eight.
11.
11.
Oh. Gamers Haven and the Vorpal Network, in association with Pinnacle Entertainment Group, present... A Thousand Monkeys Production.
Deadlands. Enough room to die.
An actual play recording of Deadlands Reloaded. Available for download at www.canadiancrusaders.com.
This is the Vorpal Network.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.
You've
been listening to the Gamers Haven podcast. This has been a Thousand Monkeys production. You can find us on the web at www.canadiancrusaders.com. You can email the show at thousandmonkeysproductions@gmail.com. Visit our website to find our episode archives, our actual play, our main feed, as well as promos, links, and a gallery. You'll also find our RPG Now Pick of the Week, our Amazon Pick of the Week, and you can even go through some of our snippet review episodes. We are also shameless, and if you wish to donate some money to the wonderful Gen Con Fund, or just give money to the show in general, there is also a donate button on our site via PayPal. So visit our website at www.canadiancrusaders.com. The Gamers Haven is part of the Vorpal Network. The Gamers Haven podcast and Thousand Monkeys Productions and CantCon are copyright by Ethan Parker. Gamers Haven is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music for the show is provided by Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. Other music is used with permission under license. Just like Bruce Campbell.